You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show with Dr. Pat Allen. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and director of the Dr. Pat Allen Wan Institute. We are so fortunate to have Dr. Pat and staff, myself, Patricia Eltage, and Kelly Ward, are available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you about our sponsor, the Wan Institute. The Wan Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Wan training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want more information regarding the monthly ladies groups and private services, please email me at the office at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com, or call the office at 949-723-0338. Before we take your questions, we have Dr. Pat available to talk regarding her teachings. Please enlighten the audience, Dr. Pat.
To further explain this idea of a 10 going with a 0 or two fives, I often say that a perfect 10 person, you know, the person who is so narcissistically evolved, whether he's on a team or she's on a team or whether they're single, that person wants their thoughts respected, no matter how stupid they are, and they want their feelings cherished, no matter how obnoxious they are. I tell those people, those narcissistic 10s, go to a local codependency meeting and wait and listen to the person who can't get it, because that person is your zero. That person has so little self-respect, self-esteem, self-love, that they need to be with a 10 person like yourself. On the other hand, if you really want to be in an equitable, sharing relationship of intimacy, the four of you, remember, there are four people in every two-person relationship. There are two respectable people and two cherishable people that are going to negotiate how to trade off equitably. And that's where you get intimacy. Do I want to be respected more or less than I want to be cherished for my feelings? That's the question. The question to ask yourself, as I just mentioned, is, do I want to be respected or cherished? Which is my priority? Now, what is this respectability and cherishability? We've talked about the brain differences. We've talked about respectability in the way of a word, but I want to go into it a little bit more right now. Respectability is a real need on the part of a human being to have their thoughts listened to, maybe not obeyed, but at least listened to without interruption, without confrontation, without negation. That person, when they receive respect, will automatically feel cherished. Many, many young men want to be respected more than they want to be cherished. As men get older, they start valuing cherishing more. Grandpa is often more lovable and cherishable than grandma, who says, get your feet off the coffee table. And dad was a little bit tougher. Grandma, on the other hand, is really getting into her male toughness, whereas mom was a mushy that you could con and cajole and intimidate into letting you stay up when dad was gone. Whatever. So each person at different places in their lives needs respect or cherishing more or less. Most young women feel better if they're cherished, unless they're narcissistic. Then they want both cherishing and respect. Masculinity is that giving, protecting, and cherishing that wants to be with somebody who wants to receive, be available, and respects them. Cherishing. What is this business of cherishing? Cherishing is much different than being loved. It is easy to love a baby in clean diapers. It takes real cherishing to love a baby in dirty ones. In today's world, all of us want to be respected, and that's normal. We have bills to pay and problems to solve. A woman has that strength within her now, that anchor within her, that causes her to go out and say, I don't need a man, but I do want one. A man, on the other hand, has the sensitivity today with the men's liberation movement. He does not want to be seen only as a provider. He wants his feelings cherished as well. In today's world, the biggest issue that I see for intimacy is for women not to understand what cherishing means. To too many women, cherishing looks like subservience. It looks like doormat. It looks like you're going to be giving away your hard-found, newly emerging, liberated power. The truth of the matter is, if you can do things better for yourself than the man you're with, for heaven's sakes, cherish yourself. But if you're with a man who you respect, who gives to you, who protects you in the way that makes you feel safe and secure, then I strongly suggest that you be a cherish-able, love-able woman. What does it look like? It looks like non-confrontation. Don't be fighting him. If he says, I'll pick you up at 7, don't say to him, pick me up at 7:30. That's not very respecting, and he's not going to cherish you very well for doing it. Men who want respect often have difficulty cherishing women who want the same thing. And that's one of the major issues between men and women. Today, women who want to be cherished, given to, and protected for their sensitivity are becoming very disenchanted, competing with men who are so female that they also want to be given to, protected, and cherished. It's like, I'm the girl. No, I'm the girl. No, I'm the girl. He shows up for the dinner and he's dressed like he just fell off a truck. You know how things are. He somehow forgot his plastic at home, and could you lend him a dollar or two? That is absolutely not what a cherishable woman wants. Just as a man who has planned a lovely evening does not want his design to be rebuilt by some intelligent woman that has a better restaurant, a better time, a better way, nor do women who want to be cherished want their feelings disregarded by men who want their feelings taken care of. Peter Pan is not what today's woman wants if she wants to be cherished. He is, however, the darling of the powerful woman. The powerful masculine woman loves Peter Pan, takes him home, dresses him, lends him the car, borrows and lends the money. They fit perfectly. You have to decide, do you want to be cherished or do you want to be respected? I need one of each. I need one Fred Astaire and I need one Ginger Rogers. Two Freds, slam dance. Two Gingers wallflower and stare at each other. If I've got one Fred and one Ginger, by the way, this works in a gay relationship. This works in a lesbian relationship. It works in any relationship. Each person must decide their major asset and what they're willing to equitably give to get it. If you want to be respected, expect the other person to want to be cherished. If you want to be cherished, expect that your intimate partner will probably want to be respected. And remember, Ginger does everything Fred does, backwards, in high heels, and in a long dress. So a lot of today's women are not too comfortable being cherished and feminine. And a lot of men are getting very comfortable being ginger. Make your choice.
Thank you, Dr. Allen. Again, I want to say my name is Sue Wagner. I'm Dr. Pat Allen's daughter, and I'm the director of the WAN Institute. Tonight, the call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back. Please make sure you pick the callback and enter this number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Tonight, we have on the show Patricia Eltinge and Kelly Ward. Ladies, are you available?
Hi,
Patricia's here.
Oh, hello. Hopefully, we'll get some calls. I want to talk a little bit about what we have going on. I have monthly drop-in ladies groups. I have them on Mondays at 4:30 Pacific Standard Time and every other Thursday at 9 a.m. If you want information regarding my drop-in ladies groups or a donation, $10, you can contact me at the office at 949-723-0338 or send me an email at info@drpatallen.com. And then we have Patricia Eltinge. She works under the WAN Institute. Patricia, you want to tell us a little bit about you?
Yes, and you can always contact me through the WAN Institute. I do script analysis, and that is Eric Burns' work, and that Dr. Pat Allen continued. And I also do, and that script work is great to uncover why you are the way you are and how you got to be who you are today from your childhood and so on. And I also do dream analysis, which is very interesting. And you can always contact me through the WAN Institute. And you have that information now. And my book is called The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself. And the couples. So don't be afraid. Couples call in and we do couples agreements so we can negotiate living together and being partnered.
Okay. Thank you. We have Kelly Ward on the line, too. Kelly, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I do ladies groups. I do individuals. And I do duty dating boot camp. Why we duty date. And I do perfecting the 5-minute flirt, the 5-second flirt. So I have a lot of fun. I've got a lot of ladies that are back out there in the world. And they're moving away from dating online and they want to date in person and leave that online dating behind to get real, to see if that chemistry is there right away instead of wasting a lot of time chit-chatting. So we have a lot of fun with it and that's what I'm about.
Thank you, Kelly. So again, tonight, the number to call is 323-203-0815. Hopefully we'll get some callers on the show. I want to talk a little bit about Dr. Allen's book, The Answers. It's the quintessential answers to why does my life suck? Why don't I have a great relationship? How can I tell if I'm really in love? It's a small book. It has all the Dr. Allen's little quotes, tidbits, information, all in Cliff Notes. It's available on Amazon. I think it's like $11, but it has her pledge in there. Which, ladies, you know Dr. Allen's pledge?
Yes, let's do the pledge.
Oh, okay. Oh, let's see. Let me pick one out here. Let's see. Okay, for women. Okay, I promise. On my honor.
I promise.
On my honor.
On my honor.
To say no to immoral, unethical, and illegal treatment.
To say no to immoral, unethical, and illegal treatment.
Furthermore, I promise.
Furthermore, I promise.
On my honor, never to give, protect, or cherish.
On my honor, never to give, protect, or cherish.
A healthy, able-bodied human being over the age of 10.
A healthy, able-bodied human being over the age of 10.
Especially men.
Especially men.
Unless I get what I want first.
unless I get what I want first.
Yes. And then, as you all know, Dr. Allen's this book, Getting to I Do, it's available on Amazon. That's the Bible for relationships. So, ladies, do you have anything you want to share about working?
Yes, I would want to talk about what Dr. Pat was just talking about in the beginning, about how it takes basically two to tango, two of opposite energies. And a book she always recommends for you out there, and it's on her book list, is on the online too, on the website, but she loves The Invisible Partners by John Sanford. And it talks about how the male and female in each of us affects our relationships. So that really pertains to her teaching in the beginning of the show here, how we all have to recognize our masculine and feminine energy so that we can waltz together energetically in a nice, comfortable, copacetic way.
Yeah, yeah. Kelly, do you have anything you want to share?
I agree with that. I think what Dr. Allen had to say in the beginning of the show was...
Oh, we have a caller. Sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. Thank you so much for being here. I recently read Dr. Allen's book and was particularly interested in the part about saying what you don't want. And so I had a question because I practiced that, and I have a gentleman who's helping me pick out, I go on walks sort of in nature, and I had a scary dream and we were having a conversation and I was asking, like, what should I be taking to protect myself? And then I asked him, like, would you pick it out and buy it? And he said, yes. And then he said, but there's a lot of choices. And so I, instead of saying what I wanted, I practiced what I don't want. And I said, I'm really certain you can pick out something better than I can. And then I said that I don't like heavy things and I don't like pocket knives with minuscule handles. And I don't like when the top gets latched. And then his reply was sort of in jest, but like, you know, you're telling me that I can pick it out better, but then you give very detailed requirements that require that will be me searching to fit your defined needs. And one requirement isn't testable beforehand. Got it. And so I'm not sure what to do next.
I kind of lost you a little bit there. Did you other ladies hear her question?
Oh, yeah, I did. And so here's the thing. She's talking about her not wants. So what she doesn't want. So she gave a list to her man. Let's say she was talking about a pocket knife and she was saying what she didn't want in the pocket knife, but she thought he would be able to pick one out better than she could. And so he was a little nonplussed by that and said, well, you have very definite wants. And basically partially it's not testable. So she would like to know if she misstepped or was she using the not wants correctly.
Do you want to answer that?
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you want to answer that more, Kelly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is a tough predicament. Maybe the list doesn't have to be quite so extensive. Maybe you can say it a little bit differently. You can say, I think you could pick one out better for me. I only really hope it doesn't have too small of a handle. If that makes sense. In other words, okay. Not so succinctly demanding, sort of more like girly-ish. I think
there's
you could do better,
thing,
but
Dr.
A small handle might not be the best for me. My hands are big or something like that. Ladies, Sue, what do you think?
I kind of got lost on the whole thing, but she wants some kind of a protection, and he's picking it out.
Right.
Yeah, but he had mentioned that there's so many to pick from that he said he's not an expert, and the style is pretty personal preference dependent.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
and then, so I had sort of given three things I don't want, and then he took it kind of well, but he's like, LOL, tells me I can pick it out better, than gives me a very detailed requirement that will be me searching.
Well, then why don't you set it up that you'll go pick it out with him, so he knows he gets you the right one, the right, whatever you want.
There's another thing that Dr. Pat always recommended, and that is ask the man to present you with three choices, and then you know which of those three you don't want, like.
Okay,
she has said that for years,
that.
To pick, ask someone to pick out three choices.
Okay, that's cool. I didn't know that, and I actually did that. I said, you're welcome to pick it out, or show me the top ones. And then as far as mentioning it in person, we're currently in different states.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Okay, so how should I respond to basically what he said? I don't know, like, you know, maybe I didn't apply the rule perfectly, but I don't really know how to respond to what he said.
He said, you have such definitive criteria that it felt more like wanting than not wanting the way it was presented. So that's why I say, oh, any, I'm sure that if you picked three choices, one of them would be just delightful.
Okay, perfect. Great.
Does that make sense?
Thank you so much for the help. Yeah.
Thank you, caller. Keep us posted.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.
That was, I'm sorry, I couldn't really hear too much of what she was requesting. She wanted something to protect her, but she wanted him to pick it out, but he was uncomfortable picking it out.
I think he was more uncomfortable with how definite she was about certain things that she didn't necessarily want in it.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to soften ourselves. We know what we don't want, but we have to be a little bit softer about how we say it.
Yes, that's true.
And if they ask us what we want, if they ask us what we like or what we want, we tell them. When we tell them, we know in ourselves what we don't like. But when they ask us, what is it that you like? What would you want to go to dinner? What movie would you like to see? You say, oh, well, give me three choices and I'll tell you. So you ask them, you put the ball in their court by letting them think of three choices, and then you get to pick.
And also when the men ask the lady where they want to go eat, women, you give the men three choices of the places you'd like to eat and let him pick so he can design the date. And you got all the work dating. That's Dr.
I agree.
Yes. So hopefully we'll get some callers here. 323-203-0815. Sam at the switchboard will see your number and he'll call you back. Please make sure you pick up the number.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
That's what happens when we call back. It goes to spam. You have to, and he may call you back. It'll be probably an unknown number. So you're on a switchboard and he sees the number and calls you back. So please make sure you pick up the number. Here we go. You're on the air with Kelly, Sue, and Patricia. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi. I've been calling a few times before. I just wanted to give an update and some questions.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I've been working with Sue update is I was about to move and see if he was going to chase me. So I've been back in Canada for 2 days now. And right before he was very sweet to me, like decided to see me like every single day.
Yes.
And then, it was much more sweet than before, like really took me out to different restaurants and trying his like favorite things and so forth. And since I've been back, he's been texting me a lot. It's only been 2 days.
You've moved already?
Yes.
Okay. So, and yeah, you guys are both doing, want to do the long distance relationship and see where it goes. Okay. And he's been pursuing you. And when he texts you, are you stroking him for his calls or texts?
Yeah, I've been texting promptly.
Okay, good.
Like as soon as I see it. And yeah, I've been telling him, like, when he says good morning, I say that. It feels really nice to hear from him.
Good.
And I'm just, yeah, I guess I just follow his leadership. He's just texting. Like, there's no calls yet.
Well, don't just, remember, we're not to ask for more, better, or different. Let him do it his way. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You're doing everything fine. You're wanting more from him. So just leave it. Is he mentioning anything about coming to see you or getting together?
Not yet. But the last time we had the commitment talk, he said he would be committed up until, what he can commit to is up until I leave, and then it will be like an unspoken.
Yes.
We're no longer in the commitment. So I'm just acting like everything's as normal, but technically we chatted and we're no longer under the same terms as before.
Yes, because you're different places. So are you okay with that?
Well, I'm still calling him like babe and stuff in endearing terms, just like as normal, has every right to date.
Yes, you're just not committed anymore. You're both kind of just, you're back into the dating and seeing where it goes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, if you want to, you can start dating so you don't over-focus on him.
Right. That's true.
But don't punish him because you're not exclusive anymore because you guys both agreed on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But just follow his lead. Having him in your life is better than not, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
okay,
true.
So then maybe he'll want you more. So let's let him, as long as you don't rear your ugly head and get mad at him.
Okay. So don't do anything like that. And I shared my location with him, but should I keep sharing my location?
You can, but don't ask him for his location and don't ask him what he's doing at night and don't ask him questions about who he's.
Okay. Yeah, I won't ask him what he's doing. Yeah, he'll always ask me what I'm doing.
Here's what generally happens. Everybody has this sense. When you're out dating other men, he'll sense you're dating men, and he'll call. So I would suggest you go and have fun with your girlfriends or go out on some dates. Not saying get into a relationship, but go on some dates and then see how available this guy that you like will be. He'll be chasing you more. Generally, that's what happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They sense.
It doesn't matter if I keep my location sharing or not. If I just take it off.
You can turn it on or off whenever you feel comfortable. But here's the thing. Don't be bragging or throwing in his face that you're dating other men, thinking you're going to get him jealous. That will not work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't be doing that thinking you want him to get jealous. No, you just do your life and let him do his. You're both dating.
Okay. And today, similar to what the previous caller asked or the question when they asked, so today he was sending me a lot of song recommendations, and I just said, thanks, you're such a great giver and I love to be a receiver. And then he asked me, what do you like receiving most?
Well, what do you like receiving most?
Well, in my head, I'm thinking more like commitment.
You know what? You know what? You're so focused on tying a man down that it comes out. You tell them you want, you're over focused on forcing a man into a commitment. That will never work.
Okay.
Yeah. Working with you, that's the one thing. You're always mad because they're not committing to you full time. Whatever he gives you, you decide if it's enough. You cannot ask for more, better, or different.
Okay.
He already told you while you moved, he can't give you commitment.
Yes, that's true. So when he asked, what do you like receiving most?
You could say something like what you could say something like being with you.
Oh, okay.
Getting kisses from you, holding you.
Oh. Okay. So nothing like, okay.
Nothing like being a commitment with you. You've been trying that for the last couple months.
Okay.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work, okay. Dear.
No. Okay, something simple. Nothing like stability or security or nothing.
No, it needs to be something footloose and fancy free.
Yeah,
like,
more of
your kisses or something like that. More snuggles, more hugs. It can't
I have
be
one guy, one gal. Okay. I have. Said he asked what she likes, and she goes, "I love flowers on every Friday."
Mm-hmm.
Things like that, things that he can actually give you.
Oh, okay.
Something doable.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
You're asking things that he has to agree to.
Okay. Okay, then I can say, because he never really used to give me gifts. The only gift he ever has given me is a Bible.
That's still a gift.
So I can say gifts or flowers, then, if he asks what I like to receive most.
Yes, say I love flowers. I enjoy hearing your voice, talking on the phone. Things that he would actually want to do, not be forced to do or scared to do.
Okay. And
this is how we mold them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And when does, I know I shouldn't ask the negotiation.
Specifically, he gave you a Bible? Is he very religious?
Yes.
Is he very religious?
Yes.
He might be wanting to see if you guys are equally yoked before he makes any kind of commitment.
Yeah. He's been trying to lead me in my Bible studies. So he told me to get rid of my own Bible, and I read the same one as his. But then he always tells me whenever he teaches me the Bible to stop feeling and to think what's real. Because he says, and then I say, you have every right to say that, but... I like the polarity when I'm in my feminine, but then he says, it's not about that. I'm teaching you about life. And then he just says to stop feeling.
Well, okay. If he says that, just say, I appreciate, thank you for sharing, and just don't fight him about it.
Yeah.
You don't have to do what he's asking. You have got your own way to be feminine.
Okay.
Because I do hear your wording does come out very masculine, controlling.
Oh,
at times.
But you're always about feeling. Stop feeling.
Well, but your feelings are, I feel I want you to have a relationship with
you. Oh, right. Yes, that's the undertone.
Yes, you always have the undertone of trying to get him to commit to you.
Right, okay.
Feelings are about you.
Okay. Right, so I can still say that. And then when he wants to teach me the Bible, he wants me to use more of my thinking.
Then you know what? It's Bible. He's teaching you stuff. You're not in a religion. It's kind of like, I would say follow his lead, what he wants to teach you.
Okay.
At that point in time, he's asking for logos. He wants logic from you.
Yes.
Because what he's doing is he's seeing if you guys are equally yoked with his biblical beliefs. So that's going to be an important thing for him. If he's given you a Bible and that's what he's trying to do, he's trying to see if you're in step with him, with God.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's teaching, I would be like the student and I would listen and I would use logic.
Yes, I would. Okay. I would. That's what I meant. Yeah, he's the teacher and you're the student. So you're not going to go off feelings too much because you're not doing dating or intimacy when he's teaching you.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, thank you. And then I had two more questions.
Okay.
So we've been seeing each other for almost 8 months. And with the new situation, we never talked. Okay, I know it's moving towards... the covenant, but I still don't know his viewpoint on if he wants like a covenant relationship or a convenient relationship.
Dear, it's not okay. You're still wanting a more, better, different from him. When he asks you for sex, then you say, "What are you looking for, sir?"
Oh, okay.
Yes, this man may not commit to you. Didn't you have a commitment before, and then you kept bombing him for marriage, and he said too much, and he left.
Okay.
So you're back to step one. Mm-hmm. So let him lead you where he wants to go. And if it's not enough, go date other men so you're not focused on trying to capture him. Because I'm hearing you're trying to capture him.
Okay.
He'll lead you where he wants to go. And I heard him say he's not ready. You're not committed. So you got your answer. But he could change his mind in a month.
Yeah, he's definitely been bringing up different things, like how he wants to teach his children and stuff.
Okay.
In the future, which he has not talked about before, but he's been bringing certain things up slowly.
Okay. Then let him chase you on his time frame, but I want you to be available to other men because you're too over-focused on him. Isn't that what you hear, ladies?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do.
Okay. That's true. I will take my focus off him and see how he continues to pursue.
You're dating him. Mm-hmm. You're dating him. He knows what you want. I know what you want. We all know what you want.
Okay.
Are you dating others or are you committing already?
No, he's moved away. You missed that. He moved away.
Are you dating? Because many people have long distance.
Anyone local? No. Yeah. There are different.
Okay. Well, it's time you do that. If he hasn't secured you as his one and only, then you're supposed to be out there dating.
Okay.
And then you'll not be over-focused on him. And maybe somebody better will come along. And then you'll have two guys to pick from. And then they'll both want you at the same time. Wouldn't that be lovely?
Okay.
That's your goal.
And then look up in the Bible, or you can look it up online, what the Bible says about a good wife. And also read Ephesians. Because if he's teaching you Bible things, then... that's what he's looking for. He's looking for the definition of a good wife. He wants to see if you would be one. I'd look into that.
Okay. Ephesians.
That's good. Thank you. And then stop in my group and give me I've got a group coming up next Monday. Stop in. Or I have next Thursday. Stop in. Drop in. Keep me posted.
Okay. Yes, I'll keep you posted. Yes. Okay, I'll deal with that. And I'll for now, I won't stop sharing my location. I just don't want it. I think I'd be like too active of an action because then he gets this, well, why did you start doing that stuff?
Yeah. You know what? Maybe it's nice. He might like knowing where you're at.
I'm just at home mostly.
Well, it doesn't matter. Then he might know you're safe. Mm-hmm. Well, then that's about you needing to get up and go for walks or go to the gym or go out with girlfriends. You can always do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go to the gym. Go out to eat by yourself if need be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Go get busy. You know, you can go to coffee shops and meet people. Sit there and smile. 5 second flirt. Talk to people.
Go to sports
games and stuff. I don't know if there's sports, but there's a lot of men at sports games.
You're right. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. I'll take my day off him more.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. She's one of my little group ladies that comes in. The thing of the group is they come in and they have their little questions answered when you can't call in the radio show. I help the ladies kind of one-on-one, and they all learned from the other ladies in there. So that was a good call. She's doing good. She had that guy and he went away, but she got him back, but she's still wanting more, better, or different.
Yeah, you can't do that. But he has given her a clue by handing her that book. And so therefore, she might look into what he believes in and what he thinks about certain things. And one of those would be a biggie, is the biblical construct of a good wife.
That's true. They've gone back and forth. They've broken up and gotten back together. So he has circled around a few times. So that's a good signal, too.
Yeah, I'm a believer in them giving clues, you know, forecasting where they're at, what they're thinking.
For me, that
would be a big one.
Yeah.
That would be a big balloon over his head, like, ah. So
Yeah. So the call-in number is 323-203-0815. As you know, when you call in, Sam at the switchboard sees your call and he'll call you back. So please feel free to pick up the call. And we're missing, remember our lady that calls in all the time? That was
I want to get an update there.
If you're out there, we want to hear from you. And if anybody else is out there that's called in, give us the call with your update.
With your follow-ups. Yes, we want to see where you're at.
We had somebody.
Oh, you mean our lovely woman who got engaged and was going to premarital classes?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Our little roller skater.
Yeah, the roller skater, and he's the dancer.
Yeah.
We want to hear from her. We don't use names.
We don't use names, but we can't. She's just that girl now.
Yeah. We want to hear an update on her. We had a lot of good calls last week. Got engaged. So that was always nice. Yeah. So, Kelly, do you want to tell us a little bit? Kelly helps Dr. Allen. Unfortunately, Dr. Allen doesn't do the radio show anymore. We do a little blurb on her teachings. Dr. Allen does have some ladies groups that she's had for a couple of years. Unfortunately, they're closed. The ladies that are currently in there are keep coming back, so there are no openings. Kelly's one of the moderators that helps Dr. Allen. Kelly, you want to talk about what's going on with Dr. Allen and how Dr. Allen is doing? We get a lot of people talking about, where's Dr. Allen?
I'd love to. Okay, so she is a great, she's a dynamo, even at 89, and she'll be 90 in September. And it's very interesting how people cycle. So 2 weeks ago, the ladies were all on what I would call a high. They were dating, guys were taking them out, this and that and the other. And this week, 2 weeks later, everybody's sort of like, they've all disappeared. And so Pat was really teaching this week on the 8 weeks. And it's very hard and frustrating for some of the ladies. You know, he's been gone 2 weeks. And then Pat's like, he's got six more. And we know that. We know the rumination period. So this has been a week of Pat really delving into the rumination period, the 8 week concept, and a lot of the ladies are masculine. They are trying to curb their masculine behavior and step more into the feminine, but it is difficult. They have a tendency, especially right around week six, to really get edgy.
Sorry, Kelly, we have a caller. I hate to cut you off, but we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
I do. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
I have a question. Hello. A man has been dating me. We met on a dating app about two months ago. And he's out of town. We do long distance. And we talked for a good month before we saw each other, and we were leaving each other voice notes and in communication a lot. And it was really great. We really got to know each other, which I liked. And then we met in person. I flew home. He's in Arizona, and I flew home to Arizona. And, he took me out on probably five dates. And they were fun. It was a little awkward because we had been talking so much, like over the phone, and then to meet in person was kind of a little awkward. Mm-hmm. And, I communicated to him that I wanted to move slow and, that, you know, I don't have sex unless I'm in a committed long-term monogamous relationship heading towards marriage. We just hung out and did things. And anyway, I came back to, where I'm at, and he, is saying that, like, he kind of, has been distant. So I asked to schedule a talk, and then I sort of addressed it. And he said that he wasn't sure if we had a good connection, or that he didn't know, like, he thought that we should be a little bit more intimate than we were. And then he also said that he's looking for something where it's more equal, where the woman is also asking out the man on dates, and that he also wants to be like paying, that wants me to be paying for stuff.
Well, since you asked, I was going to say, Kelly, do you want to help her since she said hello to you first? She might be more familiar.
When you're in a committed relationship, 2-to-1 reciprocation, we think is pretty good. If you're dating mm-hmm. seriously, we think that's okay too. It's very interesting that he's wanting that with respect to, you kind of get an idea of where he's at. He's sort of looking for more of a partner type person in the sense of like a straight partnership with respect to where he may cherish you, you may respect him, but he kind of wants to be able to shift roles.
But I hear too.
And I don't know. How do you feel about that? Do you feel comfortable with that? Is he worth doing that?
I feel comfortable like inviting, I guess within 5 dates, it felt a little soon for me to be asking him out on dates. Kind of felt like it would put me in the masculine, and I really am looking for more of a traditional relationship. So it wouldn't feel good for me to like ask him out to dinner and pay. And not that there's anything wrong with it, but I don't feel good doing that. I would invite him.
But that's exactly what we're talking about here. What do you feel good and don't feel good about? Because here's the thing, and I just said this to one of my ladies. She said, well, I don't like this and I don't like that. It makes me uncomfortable. I said, if you think it's going to get better, it won't without conversation mm-hmm. and communication. Now you've had that conversation and communication and he's telling you this. So now you know where he stands. My question is, are you going to reject or accept? Because we don't tolerate around here.
And I guess
you did it outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah, and I guess we agreed to have another conversation about it, and we haven't mm-hmm. had that conversation yet. So I was wondering how to phrase it where I stay in my feminine, and like I would be okay inviting him to go on a hike or, go get ice cream and stuff, but it wouldn't, maybe we aren't a match if he's expecting me to pay for dates and, like ask him out to dinner and stuff, but
how was the chemistry?
Really, really good. And I don't know if he was expecting sex and that's why he didn't like, it was really, really good, but all we did was make out. We didn't do anything else. And he kind of thought by 5 dates, we should be like doing more stuff.
Well, we're going to disagree with that because here's the thing.
Exactly.
You don't do intercourse. So 5 dates, look, Pat has said many times, she doesn't care if you get engaged in the first 5 minutes of meeting somebody. However, she doesn't want you getting into a committed long-term marriage relationship, contractual relationship, until you've spent 4 seasons with the person.
Mm-hmm. But totally.
When you're in the perfect period, that first 3 months, and you're having reservations, you have to analyze whether or not this is the person that's hitting your belt and, mm-hmm. Checking boxes. So there's that. And I don't think there's anything wrong, like you said, with saying, oh, I'm going to go get an ice cream. Would you like to go with me? I think that's fine. However, mm-hmm. I think planning big elaborate dates and taking him out to dinner and stuff, I think that's probably a little too much for just only having had 5 dates.
I have a suggestion if you want to hear. From what I'm gathering, what I would do, and you can take my information, you could tell him this would be a good script. I really appreciate that you want a 50-50 relationship. However, mm-hmm. I'm not comfortable with a 50-50 relationship. But I am comfortable getting to know you. And once we're in a committed relationship, I'm more than happy to work out giving back once or twice a week to move our relationship forward. Dr. Allen always says for every three dates, two or three dates, the woman gives back one less. But you guys aren't even in a relationship yet. I can see when you're committed, you guys work on, I'll take you out once a week and you take me out three, but you're dating.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So you could, and this is recorded. You could go back and listen to the archives, but I would tell him something like that. Patricia, do you have any feedback on what you would say to this lady?
Well, men like to know that you are a give back person. And what you said earlier was appropriate. I wouldn't mind taking him out for an ice cream. I want to offer him a picnic or a hike or show him a museum or a gallery that I like. So that's a give back. And you don't have to give back equal things like restaurant to restaurant. So even cooking a dinner for someone or creating a picnic, those are give backs to show that you're still a giving person, giving in spirit, we call it. So, and if and you don't have to start discussing at this juncture because you're not even in a relationship what that would look like, because we do the couples agreements. Once you're already in a relationship, you start negotiating then. But to start negotiating now is too early.
It felt like for five dates in, for me to be like initiating dates just felt like a little masculine to me.
That's true.
Well, nowadays it's a little different. You can initiate something nice. If they take you out to a nice restaurant, then you happen to have gotten free tickets to a music venue from your friend, which someone I saw last week, she offered, she had an extra ticket to her friend's music situation. So she asked the guy to join her to escort her to the music.
And what's a good way, what's a feminine way to like invite a man to do something with you?
Or, okay, do you want to hurt? We're going to have to wind down. So somebody want to help her real fast at the end of our hour here.
Oh,
you
okay.
just say, okay. I appreciate all the dates I've had with you. And I want to give you something nice too. And I have this extra tickets to go to something. And would you be willing to escort me?
Okay. Okay, perfect.
Spot on.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Go see if you can talk to him and give us a call next week and see if it goes. But just maybe listen to my script and talk to him about it, about you're not comfortable 50-50 while you're dating.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry I had to cut her off, but it's running close to the end of our hour here. So I just want to thank everybody. So if you want any information to reach out for Patricia Elton services, my services, or Kelly Ward's, please feel free to call the WANT Institute at 949-723-0338 or info@drpatallen.com. And we will see you back next week. Ladies, you want to say goodbye?
Bye for now.
Bye. Thank you for joining us.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.